Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
These are large metro areas. They've got strong forecasted home value growth, solid economic fundamentals, relatively fast-moving housing inventory, and they've got lots of likely home buyers. So even in a slower national housing market, these are the places that are going to be more resilient. Homes are holding their value, they're selling faster, and these housing markets are going to be a little bit more stable than maybe some other parts of the country.
Hi, welcome to Being Home with Hunker. I'm Lori Gunning Grossman. Today on the show, we have Zillow's home trend expert, Amanda Pendleton. Amanda, who spent 15 years as an Emmy Award-winning television journalist, says she fell in love with the process of renovating and restoring historic homes after buying a house 10 years ago that was a gut renovation project. She started to dabble in design on the side, and when she stepped away from television, she combined her passion for consumer education with her passion for homes. And so, working with Zillow became a perfect match. Now she's helping home buyers and sellers make smarter decisions. Most likely, you are familiar with Zillow. Zillow really popped over these past few years. And if you're like me and many others, Zillow surfing became a pandemic pastime, and it even made it into a skit on Saturday Night Live. So in this conversation with Amanda, we're talking all about housing and homes, and she is armed with some incredible statistics and helpful tips. Amanda shares which cities are the hottest markets for 2023, and she also explains why these places are so appealing. She shares the paint colors that can help a home sell for thousands more and why they add value to a home. She also talks about the features that can add value to a home, as well as the features that could hurt a home's value. We talk about wellness design, which has become popular in the recent years, the three rental-friendly ways people can personalize their space for a lasting impression. And finally, she shares the most important factors for people to consider when they're deciding whether to move or renovate. Whether you're a home buyer, seller, owner, or renter, you'll love this conversation. It's fascinating. So let's welcome our guest, Amanda Pendleton. Amanda, let's get started. I am thrilled to have you on. We are going to talk all about homes, home value for home buyers, sellers, homeowners. So what's exciting is you are a home trends expert with Zillow. So you do have your finger on the pulse. This is very exciting.
It's exciting for me to be here. My job is to make sense of all of Zillow's housing market data and then figure out what that really means for real people, real buyers, real sellers, homeowners, and renters, and then ultimately and hopefully try to help them make smarter decisions.
I mean, this is so perfect for the Hunker audience, and also because our audience, and I know many people out there, have loved looking at Zillow as a form of entertainment or relaxation, looking for homes, just seeing what's out there. It's become this like new form of entertainment, which I'm imagining you have all seen at Zillow.
Yeah, I think Zillow surfing became the pandemic pastime, right?
Yes.
I think a lot of people think about Zillow as a place to dream and shop and imagine all the possibilities a move could bring. I think a lot of people don't know that, you know, they can do a lot more on Zillow too. They can get a mortgage through Zillow Home Loans. They can find their next great apartment on Zillow Rentals. They can find a top-rated agent through Zillow's Agent Finder. So it's really a one-stop shop if you're even thinking about a move.
It's so amazing. And I want to dig into some things with you. Okay, so the first thing I want to find out is which cities are trending right now for where people are wanting to move.
It is all about the Midwest and the Sun Belt. Zillow's hottest markets of 2023 are Charlotte, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Dallas, and Nashville. So these are large metro areas. They've got strong forecasted home value growth, solid economic fundamentals, relatively fast-moving housing inventory, and they've got lots of likely home buyers. So even in a slower national housing market, these are the places that are going to be more resilient. Homes are holding their value, they're selling faster, and these housing markets are going to be a little bit more stable than maybe some other parts of the country.
Okay, and so why are these cities in particular so appealing to home buyers right now?
The old adage in real estate used to be location, 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 right?
Yeah.
Well, now it's affordability, affordability, affordability. Remote work has untethered us from our offices, and that means location actually is less important. Potential home buyers are looking to these places that offer relative affordability, where they can put down roots, where they can afford a home, where they can have a high quality of life. And of course, real estate technology like 3D virtual tours and interactive floor plans are enabling them to envision their lives in these new cities and explore homes from the comfort of their living room. Now, the Midwest still offers prices that are below the national median. Sunbelt metros like Charlotte and Dallas and Nashville, they're getting more expensive, but they're still a lot cheaper compared to coastal metros like San Francisco, Seattle, New York, or Boston. And of course, they offer warmer weather and outdoor, year-round outdoor living. So that sounds pretty good right now in the middle of winter.
Yes, it does. You know, I'm in Los Angeles, so I have to say we do get the nice weather here pretty much year-round. So I'm sticking to this coast myself, but I can see why people move to these warmer weather places. Mm-hmm. So when people are looking for their homes right now, what is also trending in addition to, like, say, warmer weather? Is it a quality of life? Is it that they're closer to schools? Or is it the size of the home? Like, what seems to be popping for people?
So the first big trend that we're seeing is this move to affordability, right? Remote or hybrid work has completely flipped home shoppers' priorities. So instead of that really short commute to the office, they want a home that's affordable and they want a bit more space. So at Zillow, we're seeing in the most expensive metro areas of the country, the communities that are 60 to 90 minutes outside of downtown are seeing the fastest home value growth. Mm. So if homes that far away from city centers are typically more affordable, but they're also a little bit bigger too. We know during the pandemic, the long distance movers relocated to an area that was typically cheaper than where they came from, and also with homes that were larger than where they came from.
Hmm, okay.
Another big trend we're seeing is outdoor space. You know, backyards are really the new luxury for today's homebuyers. We know backyards are mentioned 22% more often in Zillow listing descriptions now compared to just a year ago. Of course, mentions of other outdoor amenities like patios and pools are also way up compared to a year ago. And this is sort of another pandemic-driven change in the way people want to live. COVID forced all of our entertaining to go outdoors, right? And so people had to reclaim their backyards from their kids or from their dogs, and they don't want to give that up. Today's home buyers don't just want more outdoor space, they want functional outdoor space. So they want the areas for dining, for entertaining, and for lounging.
Yeah.
And then finally, the third big trend that we're seeing is this demand for eco-friendly and sustainable home features. You know, I think environmental awareness, climate change is really impacting what home buyers are looking for in a home. And that's become increasingly clear as we see this younger generation of millennial home buyers start to enter the market. Zillow's research shows features that contribute to energy efficiency or are eco-friendly can help homes sell faster than expected.
Ooh.
So to give you an example, homes that have EV chargers, electric vehicle chargers, and drought-resistant landscaping can sell as much as 10 days faster than a similar home without those features.
Whoa. Okay, that's considerable.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to that, going off of that, something that I heard that you had mentioned, that there are paint colors that could potentially help a home sell for thousands more. And I find this to be fascinating. So I'd love to know what those paint colors are and why these certain paint colors add value. Like, what's the psychology behind it?
Yeah, it's pretty wild, right? Because when you think about it, paint is a relatively easy and inexpensive change. But our study found that home buyers were particularly sensitive to paint colors and how they valued homes. So I'll give you the results of Zillow's latest interior paint color analysis. Okay. It finds that homes that have light blue bathrooms could sell for nearly $4,700 more than expected. Homes that have dark blue bedrooms can sell for nearly $1,500 more. Homes with black front doors can sell for about $6,500 more than similar homes. And homes that have a slate blue, a gray blue, chalky blue color front door can sell for about $1,500 more than similar homes.
Whoa.
Now, you asked why, which is a great question. Yeah. And our behavioral scientists believe it's because, you know, home buyers are navigating a really complex environment with a lot of uncertainty. We don't buy homes every single day, so our brains are trying to take in and process a lot of information about something that we're not really familiar with. And that's why certain cues like color are more impactful in our decision-making.
It is so fascinating. And I feel like I've heard the black front door as being popular. I don't know why. I do have that, though, myself, so I'm really, really happy to hear this. But you said powder blue or light blue in a bathroom?
It's that sky blue color, that pale blue.
Yeah.
And I think the color blue is just associated with these feelings of calmness and tranquility. And that's likely why it's so popular in bathrooms and in bedrooms. Light blue, of course, just visually opens up a space, gives that feeling of airiness. And particularly in the bathroom, it evokes kind of spa-like vibes. And everybody's going for that right now.
That's right. That's very true. Okay, that makes sense. I love it. Okay, so those are paint colors. Let's talk about features that may add value to a home. Which ones are those? And then also, after that, are there features that could hurt a home's value?
Yes, there are.
Okay.
So Zillow's research found the top performing feature was a steam oven. So when mentioned in a listing description, steam ovens can contribute to a home selling for 3.7% more than expected. Home buyers also still love modern farmhouses. They're not sick of them yet. Mm-hmm. They're willing to pay 3% more to get one.
Okay.
And then modern farmhouse features like shiplap on the walls can boost a home selling price by 2.6%.
Wow.
And now, on the flip side, there are those features that signal that a home could be tired or dated, and that could lower a home's ultimate sale price. So think features like laminate countertops or a jacuzzi bathtub can hurt a home's value when they're mentioned in a listing description.
Oh, wow. A jacuzzi bathroom.
Home buyers love freestanding bathtubs.
Okay.
But the jacuzzi bathtub feels a little 80s right now. I should caveat all this by saying, before you run out and before you install a steam oven, this was not an analysis of ROI. So instead, you should think about these features as signals about everything else that a home's got going for it. So a home that mentions a steam oven is a signal that it probably has a newer kitchen with all the bells and whistles, and that's what buyers are ultimately willing to pay more for.
Okay. I have to admit, I need to look up what a steam oven is. I don't even know. What is it? It just like works with steam?
Yeah, it cooks food with steam. So it promises to deliver healthier meals. And I think we're all looking for healthier meals that actually cook food faster too, right?
Yes, this is fascinating. I had no idea that that would be like on the top of the list of something that adds value. But it makes sense that perhaps, as you said, like the kitchen may be more updated, a little more modern and thoughtful. So, okay, let's talk about general wellness design. Okay, so you've said that this has increased in popularity since the pandemic. And What does this mean for what people are looking for in their home or what they're adding to their home?
Absolutely. We have noticed this big shift at Zillow that people don't just want their homes to look good, they want their homes to feel good too. Mm. As we all spent so much more time in our homes during the pandemic, we became acutely aware of just how much our homes can impact our mental and our physical health. And as a result, we saw that the home features that contribute to our well-being became increasingly valuable to home buyers, and they're willing to compete for and even pay more for some of these features. So I'll give you some examples of things that we're seeing really pop. Homes that have meditation rooms can sell for 1.7% more than similar homes. Mm. Homes that have antimicrobial surfaces, like quartz countertops, sell for 2.3% more and 2 days faster than expected. Meanwhile, if you've got antibacterial features like a smart touchless toilet or a touchless sink, that can help sell your home for 0.7% more than expected.
Wow. Amanda, do you think that people are consciously aware of this as they're looking for homes? Like, are people actively searching for a meditation room, or do you think it's just a feeling that resonates with people? Or even, as you mentioned, like a quartz countertop. Like, I don't know if I would be actively thinking about that. So is it sort of just like a subconscious thing that people are responding to? Is that something that you guys have found?
Yeah, I think, first of all, a lot of these features are top of mind because of the pandemic. We were all trying to think about how we could have a more sanitized home, a cleaner home.
Yeah.
But secondly, I think that these features are signals about what the home is. And it signals to a buyer that this is a nice home. This is an up-to-date home.
That's true.
I'll give you an example. If I told you that a home had popcorn ceilings, shag carpeting, and wood-paneled walls, what would you think about that home?
I would think it's from the 70s and hasn't been renovated since.
Exactly. And I didn't tell you about the wiring or the plumbing or the roof or anything like that, but
right.
You probably made assumptions about that home.
Right.
Now, if I told you that a home had quartz countertops and it had a touchless sink and a smart toilet, what would you think about that home?
It's been modernized, it's up to date, and it's using like up to date technology.
Right. So a buyer kind of creates an impression of a home based on some of these features and makes assumptions about a lot of things in that home as a result of those features. So, you know, I think that's what ultimately contributes to these sale premiums, is that a home that's got a lot of these fancy, especially these fancy kitchen features, these outdoor features that are really desirable right now, and these wellness features that are particularly popular. I think a home buyer says this is a signal that this is a nice home.
Totally makes sense.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, so renters, if they're searching for their forever home and they haven't found it yet, and yet they still want to be living within their space in the best way possible, What are some ways that they can personalize their space that are still renter friendly?
I love this question because I'm a huge believer that your surroundings can influence your mood and your productivity and your overall health and well-being. So investing in your space, even if it's just a temporary space, is really an investment in your happiness. So I will share some of my favorite temporary projects, which I've done in my home. So they're tried and tested. The first one is adding floating shelves or picture ledges.
Okay.
This is such a great opportunity for a styling moment. Open shelving is a great way to showcase a unique piece of art. Maybe you've got a very cool collection of, I don't know, vintage cake stands or something like that. You've got a stack of your favorite books. Mm. I use picture ledges in my kids' nurseries when they were babies to display some of their favorite children's books. And then as they've grown up, I now use it to display their art, which I've put in some simple frames. The other thing I love is large-scale DIY photography. I get it. You don't want to invest in a pricey piece of art for a temporary space. So instead, just look through photos that you might have on your phone or on your computer. You could have a really cool landscape photo or, you know, an artistic shot of the sunset. That could become a really killer piece of art. You just order a large-scale print, you frame it up in a simple white or black frame, and not only is it going to fill up your walls, but it's kind of a nice memory to have in your house, and it's a really great conversation starter, too.
I love that.
And then third, I'd say invest in drawer organizers, and then you can thank me later, because this is just a sanity saver, and it gives a temporary space a custom touch. Big storage drawers are great to have, but they can also quickly turn into junk drawers. Mm-hmm. You know, if you use drawer dividers, you can keep things really neat and tidy, and they're usually expandable and standard cabinet depth, so you can pack them up and then reuse them in your next home. Zillow Rentals does have a great customer resource center. They've got like 30 great decorating ideas for temporary spaces. So that's something you can check out too.
Very cool. And also what I'm loving about these is that they can also be for people who are homeowners. As you're saying the art, I'm thinking to myself, wait, I could do that because I have a few walls in my home that we have yet to pull the trigger on like buying any art because it can sometimes be pricey. And I love this idea of taking, you know, a photo of like a sunset at the beach or something like that and putting that on. So, and organizing is always a great idea wherever we are, I think. So I love those. Those are great.
I was just going to say, you know, in our home, we've got photos from our travels. And it's always, you know, I look at them and I smile because it brings back those memories as well. So it's just something nice to have around the house.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so I know that there are some people who get to a point where they want to make the decision whether or not they want to move or they want to stay and renovate, and where they want to put their money and those kind of choices. So what would you say are some of the most important factors for people to consider when they're making that decision?
The love it or list it dilemma, right?
Yeah, right.
The two most important things to consider are location and layout. These are two things that have got to work for you because they are impossible or they're really, really expensive to change. Everything else can be changed over time. You know, if you're considering a renovation or a move, don't just get quotes from a contractor. Reach out to a lender too. You know, if you're still on the fence, you can talk through your personal financial situation with a loan officer at Zillow Home Loans. You can get an idea of how much home you can really afford so you can start making those calculations and see what's going to make the most financial sense for you and for your family.
Hmm. I like how you also mentioned layout. That was just something that we were talking about on the Hunker team this morning. And we were talking about for happy families and happy couples, someone was asking, what do you think is the size of a home or space that makes people the happiest? And then we were talking about, well, is it size or is it layout? You know, is it the flow of a home? This is something my husband and I talk about all the time. Like, if you're living with a family, are you not in each other's business, but enough so not everyone's off in different areas and you don't see them? I feel like the layout and the flow is one of the most important things when you're considering your space. So I love that. That's a great thing to be thinking about.
Absolutely. I think more important than size is functionality. Mm-hmm. Is this space working for my life? Mm-hmm. And you know, I think people are quick to say, I need more space, you know, let me think about adding on or moving to a bigger home, instead of thinking, how can I use my space to better suit my life? Are there things I can do to make this space more efficient and increase my happiness?
Right.
And I think you'll find that, you know, there are probably things that you can do within your four walls that are probably going to make your space work for you better than it is right now.
I agree. When it comes to your own space, how does it work for you? Do you have like things that you love the most about your home? Is it like the light? Do you have a special place where you like to go? I know we're talking right now. You said you're in your son's room. What is it about your home that you love the most?
Gosh, I love my home. I'm so grateful for my home every single day. And I'm a homebody. So that's how I justify investing in my home. But
yeah.
You know, what I think I love the most is that this has really been a labor of love for me and for my family. We bought this home when I was pregnant with my second child, my daughter. And so, you know, building this home, or we took it down almost to the studs and renovating the entire thing. It's almost 100 years old, our home. But it really was a labor of love. It was thinking, how am I going to make this home for my family and create a space where my kids can grow up and where we can enjoy this space together?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I think and I look around my home, I think, yeah, I did that for my daughter. I did that for my son. And just to see them enjoying the space as much as we do has been wonderful.
It's so sweet. Now, Amanda, since you work at Zillow, with Zillow, I'm imagining you're constantly seeing homes, spaces, inspiration. Do you have like your own Zillow Pinterest board where you're like, oh, I love this idea and I want to save this? Or, I mean, I imagine you just see spaces all the time.
I probably have the record for the most saved homes on Zillow.
Yeah.
It's so fun when your passion becomes your job. And now I can surf Zillow all day and it's for work.
Yeah.
Yes, I pull a ton of inspiration from the homes that I see on Zillow. Sometimes, you know, it's almost too much, right? It's overwhelming. You say, ooh, I want that. Oh, no, I want that. No, I want that kitchen too.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, a lot of us started doing that during the pandemic. We started to kind of imagine what our lives could look like somewhere else. And I think that was fun and exciting. And it allows you to dream.
Yes. I'm imagining you did see that SNL skit, the Zillow skit.
Yes, of course.
Right?
Yes.
So funny. Everyone should go watch this, where it's like, it's the new pastime for people who just like want to like settle down, have a glass of wine and get on their computer, their phone, and look at Zillow. It's just so funny. So good.
Well, it perfectly captured that moment that we were in, where so many people were turning to Zillow to escape their lives and to imagine all the possibilities that a move could bring.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, we saw huge surges in traffic on Zillow. So a lot of people, you know, were not just dreaming, but they were also shopping and looking to make a move too. The last couple of years have been the hottest years on record in the housing market.
They sure have. Yeah. And it does make sense. We were all at home for a long time and then thinking about, oh, well, if I can work from home or closer to home, you know, where do I want to live? Like making some different choices has made sense. And also it's also just fun to dream too, I think sometimes. Like even if we're happy where we are right now, what does the future hold for us? Where might we want to go someday? So it's no surprise that Zillow is so huge and that there are Instagram accounts around it, like Zillow Gone Wild, which is just fun. It's super fun. I hope you guys – do you guys like it? I mean, is that okay for you at Zillow, the Zillow Gone Wild of these wild homes?
Yeah, look, I think it celebrates the great thing about being a homeowner, that you can customize your home to however you want it, to your personal taste.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, it really is a celebration of homes that aren't cookie cutter, homes that are unique and different. And I love that.
Yeah, you know, I love that too. And it's one of the things that we do talk about here on the podcast or with Hunker, is that our homes are a reflection of our identities, of our own personal stories. And we get to tell them through our homes. And that's really all that matters. It's like whatever our space, however it looks like and how it feels, is just important to the people living in those spaces. So I have one more question for you, and it is something that I ask at the end of every podcast. Our podcast is called Being Home with Hunker. What does being home mean to you?
Gosh, being home means feeling safe, feeling secure, feeling centered, I guess. Home is definitely more of a feeling than a place. You know, home for me is wherever I'm with my family, wherever I'm with my loved ones. Mm. Gosh, this is a great question. You know, I love what you mentioned about storytelling. I think your home is your story. It's a reflection of who you are. And to be able to tell your story through your home, I think is the best thing about home.
I agree. It's beautiful. And I also believe in the feeling, as you mentioned, like it's a feeling. Often we can take it wherever we go, if we're with our people or if we're with things that have meaning to us. So it's so beautiful. Amanda, you have so much information on all of this. It's so fascinating, and I appreciate it so much, you coming on the podcast and sharing this. Our Hunker audience is going to love it. People are hungry for this information.
Oh, great. I'm a reader. I'm a listener. So I'm thrilled to be here. Lori, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And we'll be pointing everybody to Zillow, and they're going to find you. And, you know, I don't think the passion around looking at homes, searching for homes, you know, dreaming of where we're going to be is ever going to go away. So thank you so much for being on this podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. To learn more about Amanda, follow her on Instagram at Amanda Grace Interiors. And of course, you can find out everything that's going on at Zillow at their website, Zillow.com, or on Instagram at Zillow. Also in our show notes, you can discover other episodes we think you might like, such as my chat with Aya Kanai, the head of editorial and creative at Google Shopping. Thank you for listening to Being Home with Hunker. For more information about this episode or others, visit hunker.com/podcast. And if you don't already, please follow our show. If you like what you hear, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review and share it with your friends. It really does help. Being Home with Hunker is produced by me, Lori Gunning Grossman. Eve Epstein is our executive producer. The podcast is recorded and mixed at Night Shift Audio. Theme music by Jonathan Grossman. Special thanks to our team at Hunker, senior designer Maury Men, and director of audience development, Gina Goff. Hunker's mission is to inspire and empower you to create a space that expresses who you are, shows off your unique style, and makes your life happier and more productive. Yes, she did it. Okay. Hi, I don't know where my water bottle is. It's all I need.